on us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go back to the phone lines, Ukraine has said it only has a fraction of the weapons it needs to take on Russia, and has urged the West to speed up the delivery of more arms as it faces a bitter fight in eastern Donbass region. In an urgent televised plea, Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler said on Tuesday, "We can't wait too long because the situation is difficult. No matter how hard Ukraine tries, no matter how professional our army is," she said, according to a translation, "without the help of the Western partners, we will not be able to win this war. We only have 10% of the armament that we need to defeat Russia." Let's go to the phone lines, and I am excited to know that it's my friend Sandy. Sandy, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm okay. I was driving along listening to you. CJ called in. I thought, you know, maybe I'll call in. I'm sort of feverishly getting organized to head off to Israel tomorrow, but I can hardly avoid or ignore the notion of a rejoinder to CJ.
So Sandy, you've talked about this. They're saying they only have 10% of the weaponry they need. Can the United States provide that? Come on.
You know, the United States can provide lots of weapons, but the issue here is the notion of whether it's a good idea for us to let Ukraine fight a proxy war for us until they run out of resources, essentially manpower. We've made it very clear, and hopefully we'll stick to it, that we aren't going to put troops on the ground or planes in the air or give them offensive weapons of the sort that would really be needed for them to come out of this on top. So we're essentially, you know, supplying them with enough weapons to prolong this thing to the point of exhausting their resources. Now, they say they don't have enough weapons, but at some point they'll run out of manpower. They do have lots of people enlisted in the army, but they reported last week that the Russians had them outnumbered in the Donbass 7-1 in terms of numbers of men. You know, I think the issue here isn't whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I think the problem with the U.S. and Ukraine is that the United States, since the end of World War II, has assumed this role of international policeman, going wherever it wants, sort of doing whatever it chooses. And in this case, you know, I think we've essentially been an enabler, a codependent, so to speak, with Ukraine. We enabled them to stand up to Russia, but only to this limited extent. We didn't do this for Georgia, the country of Georgia. And Georgia has formed a relatively successful alliance with Russia. And we don't hear people in Congress or internationally complaining about the situation in Georgia. So, you know, I think both Republicans and Democrats have plenty of blame to lay to their feet at how it is we've conducted our international affairs and how it is that the United States has played a role in Ukraine.
You know, Sandy, I can't help but go back to all of the different times you and I have discussed what is taking place there. And you have always been right on point with the eventual outcome of this. And so, you know, the more weapons that we give them, the more money and resources that we invest, as you stated, in the end, it's not going to make any difference.
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about it making a difference in the negotiation, but I continue, you know, I noticed that Henry Kissinger was basically saying the
same thing.
I've been saying, basically, that the outcome of this will need to be a negotiated settlement that will involve Ukraine acknowledging the Crimea's annexation by Russia and working out some different autonomy for the Donbass region, Luhansk and Donetsk. And that's a That's what I was saying when the country was surrounded by troops before the invasion, that I thought that would be the kind of negotiated settlement that would be the outcome. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
Hey, Sandy.
We never know.
Hey, Sandy, can you hang on a second?
Yeah, I've got a couple minutes, sure.
Yeah, we gotta go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Got Sandy on for a few minutes. Be right back.